Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Thursday morning, 54 degrees. A Kansas education official says a middle school student has died of COVID-19. No details about the death have been released. The child's death would be the first reported COVID-19 death of someone aged 10 to 17 in Kansas, and only the third reported for someone under 18. Education Commissioner Randy Watson says health officials told him the child died this week. State health officials say they are investigating the report. Meanwhile, state health officials reported 11 new COVID-19 clusters at schools. Data from the department showed there are now 72 active school outbreaks across the state, causing 537 cases and one hospitalization.
While suicide rates have increased by nearly 45% statewide during the past two decades, rates have risen most sharply in the most sparsely populated parts of Kansas. Kansas Information Network's Jim West has more.
The Kansas News Service reports that a new Kansas Health Institute analysis of state data shows that suicide rates climbed in rural and frontier counties by roughly 55% and 60% respectively from 2000 to 2019, significantly outpacing the increases in mid-sized cities and urban areas. It's also an issue in many of the neighboring Great Plains states. Colorado, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and South Dakota all rank among the nation's highest per capita suicide rates. Kansas currently ranks 16th nationally. Suicide is now the ninth leading cause of death in the state and the second leading cause of death for Kansans aged 15 to 34.
People turned out for a vigil in Salt Lake City Wednesday to honor Gabby Petito, the 22-year-old New York native who was found dead earlier this week.
It's important to just spread awareness and, you know, her love for nature.
I came out today to show my respects to Gabby and her family. She's a beautiful girl, and it's just really devastating what happened.
Petito and her fiance, Brian Laundry, had been in Utah last month. The search is still on for Laundry.
The Defense Department has joined in celebrating National Hispanic Heritage Month. It goes through October 15th.
A significant number of Hispanics have served in all of the nation's wars, beginning with the Revolutionary War. 61 service members of Hispanic or Latino heritage have been awarded the Medal of Honor, the highest medal for valor. Two were sailors, 13 Marines, and 46 were soldiers. Marcelino Cerna immigrated from Mexico to Texas in 1916. Although he was a Mexican citizen, he enlisted in the U.S. Army when World War I began in 1917. His request to enlist was granted, and he was later shipped with other soldiers to the battlefields of France. On September 12, 1918, Cerna, a private, wounded a German sniper with his rifle and then advanced into an enemy trench where he threw three grenades, resulting in the deaths of 28 enemy and the capture of 24. On November 7, 1918, Cerna was wounded in both legs by sniper fire. The fighting ended 4 days later on November 11th when the armistice was declared. During his recovery, Army General John J. Pershing pinned a Distinguished Service Cross on his uniform. He was the first Hispanic American to receive the honor, the second highest medal for valor. In 1924, Cerna became a U.S. citizen and settled in El Paso, where he died in 1992 at the age of 95. The Defense Department says it's time to reflect on the contributions and sacrifices Hispanics have made to the United States, not just in the military, but in all walks of life. This Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the KNSS forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a cool and dry start to our day here in South Central Kansas, temperatures warm up a little more this afternoon. We will be breezy with a high 82, clear overnight, our low 58, then sunny on Friday with a high 84. A weak cool front moves through, still though temperatures likely in the mid-80s on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday.
Now clear sky, 54 degrees, a south wind at 8 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS at 8:35. Time for entertainment news. It is The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yes. Willie Garson, known for his role on Sex and the City, has died.
Actor Willie Garson, known for his role in the Sex and the City series and films, has died at the age of 57 after battling an illness. In a statement, HBO saying that Garson, quote, was in life as on screen, a devoted friend and a bright light for everyone in his universe. On Sex and the City, Garson played Stanford Blatch, friend and confidant of Carrie Bradshaw, played by Sarah Jessica Parker.
What do you think of everything?
You have swans.
Too much?
When are swans ever too much?
He appeared regularly in the series throughout its run and had reportedly been on set filming scenes just a few weeks ago for the upcoming Sex and the City reboot. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
Closing arguments in the sex trafficking trial of R&B singer R. Kelly.
The federal prosecutors are going point by point through the racketeering charges against Kelly, explaining how the government evidence showed Kelly presided over an enterprise made up of about 20 employees over the years that committed illegal acts specifically to assist Kelly's grooming underage girls and young women and a few young men for sexual activity. The government has to prove just two of those illegal acts beyond a reasonable doubt, but the prosecution has offered many more. Before the closing arguments began, the defense called its final witness, a music consultant who worked with Kelly starting in 2016. He said that he never saw Kelly commit any of the acts he'd been accused of. There's still many more charges for the prosecution to go through in its closing, and then the defense will take up its closing arguments. That won't likely take nearly as long. They only spend a couple days.
That's Fox's New York City affiliate WNYW Mike Sachs reporting from downtown Brooklyn. Britney Spears asking the court to end the conservatorship. This report from the Associated Press.
For all her complaining about her conservatorship, Britney Spears has never formally asked the court to end it. Until now, that is. She's filed paperwork saying that she agrees with her father that the court arrangement be officially terminated. That puts her in harmony with her dad, who asked for the same result earlier this month. While the filing marks a rare instance where her and her dad, James Spears, see eye to eye, it's not the kumbaya moment that it appears. She says getting her dad out of the conservatorship is a necessary first step in regaining her freedom. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The reboot of The Wonder Years has arrived.
The Wonder Years puts its focus on a black family in a Lee Daniels reboot of the series on ABC that features Don Cheadle as the voice of an adult Dean Williams. The 12-year-old is played by E.J. Williams in the role that was made famous by Fred Savage. Dean and his family live in Montgomery, Alabama in 1968, and we will experience life through his eyes as he grows up in a time period that deals with segregation.
Think about how blessed it'd be to have our teams play each other.
Why would you want to play with a bunch of white boys?
Why does that matter?
As well as other preteen issues like love, relationships, and embarrassing family moments. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
One James Bond actor expressing his opposition to a female Bond character.
James Bond actor Daniel Craig saying that he doesn't believe a woman should be 007. Speaking with the Radio Times, Craig says, quote, "Why should a woman play James Bond when there should be a part just as good as James Bond for a woman?" His comments are similar to Bond producer Barbara Broccoli, who told Variety last year that the Bond character doesn't have to be white and could be any race, but he is a male, adding that we should be creating new characters for women. There have been rumors that actress Lashana Lynch will be given the title of 007 when she takes part in the upcoming film No Time to Die, which will be Craig's last with the franchise. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
Let's see what's going on the small screen.
I'm Michelle Polino. On Disney Plus, Star Wars Visions is a collection of animated short films produced by six different Japanese studios set within the Star Wars universe. Both English and Japanese language versions are available. While Dog Impossible Season 2 hits Disney Plus, the series from National Geographic follows dog behavior specialist Matt Beisner and his team as they help people learn to handle and train particularly aggressive or difficult rescue dogs. On CBS and Paramount Plus, yes, it's still here, Survivor, the CBS reality competition series, kicks off its 41st season from Fiji. The cast is composed of 18 new players, split into three tribes, and includes NFL player Danny McRae. And on Netflix, Monsters Inside, the 24 Faces of Billy Milligan, a true crime docuseries examining the case of Billy Milligan, who was arrested in 1977 in connection with a string of rapes on the Ohio State University campus. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
A Hollywood star expanding her book-loving audience.
Google announces a partnership with Reese's Book Club to offer a hands-free, immersive reading experience. Those with a Google Assistant-enabled device can say, "Hey Google, read with Reese's Book Club," and get exclusive commentary and reviews from Reese Witherspoon herself. They can also take a quiz for personalized book recommendations. Witherspoon says she's thrilled, adding, "As an avid reader, I think I've found my favorite new assistant feature." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
It was 60 years ago on this night that the movie How to Marry a Millionaire was first telecast on NBC Saturday Night at the Movies. First television program to exclusively broadcast post-World War II theatrical films on U.S. network television. Several of them had been filmed in CinemaScope, so they had to squeeze the image and made for kind of weird TV viewing sometimes when you can't see a lot of that image. Anyway, but people didn't seem to care. They just wanted to see movies on TV. The idea proved so successful that, you know, NBC followed that up with Monday Night at the Movies. And then CBS started doing it. And then ABC started doing it.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have to go back to a time when movies, you couldn't get a movie in your home. There wasn't anything such as a recording device or a cassette tape or a CD or a DVD. You went and saw a movie in the theater and then maybe never saw it again.
That
was it. Yeah. So it was a huge deal to have a movie on television. You could have it, you'd watch in your home. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
60 years ago tonight, NBC Saturday Night at the Movies kind of started that trend.
Now, that's How to Marry a Millionaire with Marilyn Monroe.
Jane Russell.
Who's the third one? Jane Powell?
No, I think it was just those two.
Just two.
Yeah, it was kind of a two-woman film.
It was a good friend. Fred Clark was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were just two little gals from what? Hot Springs?
Little Rock.
Yeah,
or
Little Rock, yeah.
Yeah. Love their diamonds.
Glamming it up. Yeah. How to Marry a Millionaire. Oh, today is also the 10th anniversary of the baseball movie Moneyball.
That one
came out about the Oakland A's.
You know, I don't think I've seen that.
Got nominated for Best Picture. Brad Pitt got nominated for Best Actor.
Right.
Jonah Hill got nominated for Supporting Actor. Didn't win any Oscars, but got some nice nominations. Good baseball movie, Moneyball, celebrating its 10th anniversary today. Let's go to the late night crew, Full Frontal with Samantha Bee on TBS. It's humans that are backing up sewers in New York.
And then, of course, there's the biggest cause of every problem, human stupidity.
We're told not to flush wipes, dental floss, and other plastics down the drain, but New Yorkers doing it anyway.
Last month, this is what workers had to remove from pipes in Jamaica, Queens. It's called a fatberg, a congealed mass of grease and personal hygiene products. Last year, almost 90% of the city's sewer backups were caused by grease and wipes.
If it gets too big, it can mean raw sewage backs up into basements or gets released into rivers or lakes.
It's mostly plastic and wipes. We found a bunch of tampon applicators.
And that is why every sewage worker should be paid $3 billion a year.
Yeah, I kind of tend to agree with her there.
Yeah. Sewage never hurt anybody.
Yeah, and The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, CBS.
This week, 8 late shows, including this one, are doing climate-themed nights. Okay? Crisis solved. You're welcome. Okay? Crisis solved just as surely as when all those celebrities sang Imagine and ended COVID.
Okay. Yeah. At least Colbert had the guts to make fun of himself and the network for some of that. All right. Entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Got a bad appliance? Call Terry for an appointment. They'll fix you up. 409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
New car wash coming to East Wichita.
What? Shocking.
Pinch me.
Oh.
We're going to tell you about that. Wichita Business Journal update on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.